Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 715. I'm your host, Sid Satter. I'll be with you here for the next 28 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We start with one from Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers from Canberra in Australia. I played the song Please Me. That one features the Linda Lindas. That is a bonus track on I Love You Too, just re-released on September 20th on Mom and Pop Music. Originally, that came out in 2023. This re-release has a few bonus tracks, including that one, which is lovely. A lot of the album is very pop, kind of a little too pop for me, but the songs are so good, it kind of makes up for everything. Give that one a listen. I'm sure you're going to find something that you enjoy. I got music for you this week, and I'm going to play it. A lot of it's power pop, starting right here with Nick Pionte and the Complicated Men. The song is called Bottle It.
Make our own choice. Follow the leader, not our own voice. Like we should remain. shoe fit. So you gave him your heart, such an actress. This is your very worst part now. Everybody wants to jump your train now. You don't even wonder why. Every jerk wants to yank your chain now. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, who put out the latest flame now? Yeah, yeah, hanging in the hall of shame now. Oh, 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 you're the new gun in town. Yeah, yeah, you better keep it to yourself now. Yeah, yeah, you better put it on the shelf now. And it numbed his brain. And the first one is always free, but the next dose, oh well, it's never on me now. Everybody wants to jump your train now. You don't even wonder why. Every jerk wants to yank your chain now. No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, you put out the latest flame now.
welcome back to the podcast. We just heard from Gene Champagne with the song Rock and Roll Boy. That's on the EP Let's Jet, which came out on vinyl on Yeah Right, or just re-released on CD on Rumbar Records on November 1st. That CD re-release has four bonus tracks on there that you're going to want. The band's based out of Hamilton, Ontario. You know Gene Champagne from Killjoys and Teenage Head, just great power pop there. Before that, the Cheap Cassettes, who are somehow from Seattle, Washington, and the song New Gun in Town. That's on the album They'll Never Forgive You for Pop. Well, I might. That one came out October 11th on Rumbar Records or Cassette on Records, depending on what your format of choice is. Another great power pop album there. And then started off with Nick Piante and the Complicated Men and the song Bottle It on the album Up and Out of It, which came out October 18th on Jim Records. Power pop there from Detroit, Michigan. Three great power pop records that you're going to want to pick up. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music. I listen to it. I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. We're not going to change gears much. Let's continue on here with the Touchdowns. This song is called See Me Shakin'.
My fault.
Some jangly wonderfulness there from the boys with the Perpetual Nervousness. That song is called Wouldn't Be Anywhere Else, and it's a bonus track on the re-release of Dead Calm. That was the band's first album that came out in 2019, though we've got a re-release that just came out September 13th on Bobo Integral. Contains all the regional songs, plus that bonus track that was recorded in the studio but not included in the album, and then some demos. Not sure how that one didn't make the album. It's just wonderful. The whole album's good. It's a very much big star sort of album. I'm not sure it's as good as the later ones, but that's a good sign for us. The band just keeps getting better. And then we started that set off with The Touchdowns from Lawrence, Kansas, and the song See Me Shaken. That's the A-side of a two-song cassette single, yes, that came out October 19th on Dumb Ghost Records. That band's been idle for a long time, but they're back now, and that one is wonderful. And that song's getting played on the local station here, and it deserves every spin it gets. Anyway, we are out of time, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 715, and I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Instagram, Facebook, Blue Sky, X, or YouTube. Looking at the concert calendar, we've got Chameleons playing at the Record Bar on the 4th. Gemini Parks is at the Replay on the 8th, while Pokey LaForge is at Knuckleheads and Western Cuts is at the Ship. On the 9th, Creepy Jingles play the Replay. Thunder Gong is at the Uptown that night. That one's sold out. Reverend Horton Heat is playing Knuckleheads that night. So are Super Suckers, both at the same venue, different stages. Strange those two can't get together. On the 9th is also the Post This Fest playing at Minibar. On the 11th, Godspeed You Black Emperor is at Liberty Hall. Redder Moon is at Record Bar on the 12th. Black Star Kids at Record Bar on the 14th, while Nephilim is at Minibar. Eradicats make their stage debut at the Rhino on the 15th. Flying Ludabuckers bring all their noise to the Minibar on the 16th. Billie Eilish is at T-Mobile that night. Sex Mex is at Howdy. That one's moved to Farewell on the 19th, while Willie Watson is at Knuckleheads. Blast Monkeys are at Minibar. Nyx is at Minibar on the 20th. 21st, Various Blonde is playing Minibar. Don't see them very often. 22nd, Mummies are at the Madrid, while Ollie Watches from the Moon is at Skate Bar. 23rd, Waxahachie comes to the Midland. Boyce Life plays at Record Bar. Ha Ha Tonka as at Minibar on the 27th. Arson Class at the Skate Bar on the 30th. Roseline play the Ship that night. That takes us through November. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. I got photos, videos, and my thoughts of the uncouth Mike Vallely and Complete Disaster D-Fibs and Bad Ideas show, of the Psychedelic Furs, Jesus and Mary Chain, and Frankie Rose show, and of the Mark Sultan Whiffs and Wayne Payne show. So many more coming up in the shows every night this week. It's crazy. Anyway, I got one more song for you. I'm going to play one by Godspeed You Black Emperor. This one's called Gray Rubble, Green Shoots. It's on the band's new album that is called No Title as of 13 February 2024, 28,340 dead, referring to the siege of Palestine. That came out October 4th on Constellation Records. It is an interesting record from this Montreal group. It's a little more staid, a little more stately, a little less, bombastic than some of the other ones. Not sure I like it as well, but, you know, I've only listened to it 20 times, so maybe it's a grower. I'm going to leave this one with you, and you can figure this one out on your own. It's Godspeed You Black Emperor, the song Gray Rebel, Green Shoots. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.